Eamon, the first thing we'll say, great weather for cricket.
Absolutely beautiful, Miles. Yeah, the last week, normally our first week of the season is pouring down, but it was beautiful last week and again yesterday, and even obviously today as well. The weather has been absolutely perfect for cricket.
And we'll talk about the action yesterday. Just a couple of games, well, three games played, I suppose, a game off, the game between Dunamana and Ardmore, not played due to travelling support. Was that allowed without any penalties?
Yeah, apparently Ardmore requested that before the season began. A lot of their players and some of the Dunamana people were going over. So no, once you request in advance of it, there's no problem calling that game off. That game actually goes ahead next Sunday.
Okay, well, let's look at the action that's on the pitch. Coleraine taking on Brady. Coleraine, big victory last week. Winning again.
Yeah, it was our feature game yesterday. Coleraine getting 202 for six. Last year's captain, Scott Campbell, he scored 92 yesterday. Very unlucky not to get a century. And Brady never, ever counted, all out for 94. The Coleraine professional, Graham Hume, South African, looked very, very useful as a bowler. He picked up 4 for 17 and Steve Lazarus 4 for 25. Brady well beaten yesterday by 108 runs after winning their opening game, but Coleraine looking very strong.
Drummond playing Brigade, 274 for 6, too high a target for Drummond.
Yeah, Drummond's struggling this year already, and it's only into the second game, but well beaten last week, and well beaten again yesterday. 274 for 6, Johnny Thompson 65, Niall McDonald 58, and David Barr 58. They were the main contributors to that total for Brigade. Drummond, Richard McGrath helped the cause and got a wee bit of respectability. He scored 76, put all out for 169, well beaten by 105 runs. Trying times for Drummond this year, I think.
And in the other match, Eglinton and Fox Lodge, harder to predict, but victory for Eglinton.
Yeah, both sides losing last week, so somebody needed to get a victory yesterday. Eglinton batting first, got 199 for 5. Richard Wiley top scoring with 52. And Fox Lodge, although they put up a respectable score, 154. Brian Allen, their captain, 44, their top score. But Eglinton really comfortable winners by 45 runs. So Fox Lodge with Drummond down with no points at the moment.
Yeah, Drummond with none and Ardmore have none neither, although they've only played the one game. So up at the top, Coleraine and Brigade, I suppose the two teams doing well at the moment, and Dunamana, well, only the one game played, but they did win.
Yes, that's right. No, it's going very much as expected, although it's very early days. But those are the three you'd be up, expecting to be up there challenging for the title this year. And Coleraine looking very, very good. And Brigade looking very good. Brigade professional hasn't even arrived yet, so that obviously even strengthens them even more when he gets here. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult for anybody to get near the top three.
And the international on at the moment, Ireland versus England. This is the second game in the week. Tell us well, what you've thought of the situation so far.
Well, Friday's game at Bristol was a real embarrassment for Ireland. 126 all out. Nobody performed. 81 for 2 looked good. Then they just collapsed and were well beaten. Beaten by 7 wickets. An embarrassment, I called it. Today it hasn't been so bad. England was on the bat first, got 328 for 6. Respectable bowling by Ireland, that, because 330-340 against an international team like Ireland, England is definitely, you're doing okay. And they got 6 of the batsmen out. Ireland got off to a great start with Paul Sterling and Liam Joyce. Sterling unfortunately out when he scored 43. Last I saw, they were 81 for 2. Respectability, Miles, I'm calling it. If they can get there around 200, 240, I don't expect them to win the game, but if they can get around to that, that'll make up for Friday's slip back up.
Yeah, well, the latest I have here is 113 for 4 after 23.2 overs.
Yeah, they've lost another 2 wickets now, which is not so good. That 200 might be above, well above what they're going to get. It's disappointing. They're up against the top class side, obviously, but a great occasion for Irish cricket to be playing at Lords. That's the big thing for Irish cricket, obviously going for test status. If they can put up a decent show today, that'll push their cause, although they look as if they're probably going to get it. But they play at Lords. I know there's a lot of people from the Northwest, as all over Ireland, have gone over to that game. They watch the game today at Lords. I mean, that is the biggest ground anywhere in the world. everybody wants to go and play there, wants to watch there, and a lot of support over. A little bit disappointing that we have no North West players on today. Stuart Thompson, Craig Young and Ali McBrien weren't included in the starting 11, so we're down to William Porterfield, the captain, next to Donnymana. A little bit disappointing for the travelling support that went over. They were obviously looking forward to seeing North West players in action. Not to be, but there's a couple of one-day series coming up against Bangladesh and New Zealand, and no doubt those North West players will be involved in that.
Well, William Porterfield's 23 not out at the moment, so he's doing reasonably well. I suppose it's a bit ironic that it's an Irishman's captain in England, Owen Morgan.
Absolutely, and he got top scored today again. Yeah. He learned all his cricket in Ireland, but he's been over now playing in England for many years, and great credit to him that he's been appointed as England ODI captain, and he is a great cricketer, absolutely great. But disappointing that he's not playing for Ireland, but then you have to go miles where you get the professional contracts, and you can't blame anybody for doing that. He's a professional cricketer.
If Ireland got test status, might it mean that Irish players playing in England might still compete for Ireland, or are they allowed to do that?
Oh, they would be allowed to do it, yes, certainly. If test status comes in, that'll be a big plus, obviously, because we can play against... Initially, if it does get granted, we'll probably only play Zimbabwe and Afghanistan, like the other country that's going to get test status. They'll probably play them in the first year or two. They'll not be in against the Pakistanis or the Indians or the England. Maybe on a one-off, but not on a regular basis for one or two years. But the big thing with getting a test status, that would make all the difference to Ireland. And all those players based in England, yeah, they'll certainly be available to play for Ireland.
Okay, anything else? League action again next weekend?
No, it's actually Irish Senior Cup next weekend, mate, which is North West teams have struggled over the years to make an impact. A couple of big games, Brigade entertain Leinster, that's probably the big game, and the North West, although Coleraine against Railway Union is another big one. And then down in Dublin and Castle Avenue, Clontarf, who won the league in Leinster last year, well, they're taking on Donnymana, who we know done the double last year, so that's a massive game down in Dublin. So looking forward to this good weather to continue, mate, and big important games, and then on Sunday, Donnymana take Ardmore on the league.